Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the How We Scaled show. My name is Jeff Brandeis, president and founder of CEO of Brandeis Coaching and Brandeis Training Solutions. Each of our episodes will feature a CEO, VP of sales, or an entrepreneur that has scaled their business to six, seven, even eight figures. And on the show, we will ask questions to them about what they did that scaled their business, that grew their revenues, that made them what they are today. So you ready to listen and learn? Stay tuned. One, two, and three. Here we go. Hello, friends, and welcome to How We Scaled, brought to you by Jeff Brandeis Coaching. And I'm really excited because all of our businesses, you know, here we are, we're starting a new year, and it's time to really reflect on our business last year and forecast where we want to be going and putting in the tools and the systems necessary to achieve those goals. And so today we invited somebody that knows a thing or two about sales systems. And so Tito from Alti Sales is joining us today. Tito, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you because as we embark on a new year and a new journey, a lot of us are really looking at ways that we can amplify and make our sales systems maybe a little bit more efficient. And so I would love to hear a little bit about how you have scaled your company and what that looks like for you, Tito.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to share a little bit of the story. You know, so I've been running this company now for a little while. Started initially in 2012. So it's 9 years in the making if you run the full history. But we had some hiccups in the process. So I literally ran the company from 2012 to 2015, shut it down and restarted in 2017. The first time I had a lot of trouble scaling. I only had one client. That client was big. They got to a point where they were paying us seven figures. So it was a big operation. We had 30 employees just working for one big client. But we had trouble finding ourselves other clients that would be interested in using our services. After I shut down the company and restarted it, we learned how to get enterprise clients. And that's really our specialty now. How do you go get contracts that are six or seven figures? And how do you build the systems around it, from finding contact information and crafting good emails and cold calling people, sending them LinkedIn messages, whatever you need to do in order to get those conversations. And now it's seamless. We do it for ourselves sometimes, but mostly for our clients. We help them get big six, seven figure clients. And now we are, again, like maybe 30 something employees in the company, approaching 40 soon. We're hiring a few more. We have now 17 clients that in total, amount to hopefully getting to close to eight figures in revenue soon.
Amazing. That's incredible, Tito. So what do you think the biggest differences were from, same company, A versus, that relaunch? What would you say really made the difference?
Obviously, it's the experience and the expertise and you learn as you go. And in that two-year period where I wasn't running the company, I was working for other companies embedded into their systems, and I got to see how others did it. So, they say, what was the saying? Good artists copy, great artists steal, or whatever. Going and figuring out what are others doing and adding my own flavor to it and trying to do it on my own. But having a good structure and having the right team really matters. So if you want to get very detailed on my area of like B2B, six, seven figure contracts with Fortune 500 companies, I'm happy to dive deeper into what are some of the tools that we use, some of the strategies, some of the methods, like how do we think about it? Or tell me where you want to take this.
Well, I mean, right there, Tito, that's amazing. Cause I'm thinking, right, like you have this breadth of knowledge, and I love that you talked about stealing, because there's stealing these concepts and systems that work for people, but they all require a level of finesse, because, you know, those sales reps and those teams and those systems, they're not Tito. And the people that will connect with you, you know, they're going to want that authentic, you know, that authentic Tito flavor. So I would love to know, like, what are some of the kind of most like tried and true, you know, fundamental for a business that is tuning in with us right now, you know, just some action steps of ways that, you know, maybe they don't really think about sales as a system, and it's more of just this activity that has to get done. So I'd like to kind of maybe take it to some of the psychology of that you embed into your philosophy and into your systems. Like, are there some principles that are just kind of tried and true for you?
Yeah, and that's interesting, because I believe the world of sales, you got to first divide it by average deal size and what's the transaction amount, right? So it's a very different sale to sell a Snickers bar than it is to sell a car, than it is to sell a house, than it is to sell a software system that will like be the foundation of a company, right? And all those require different steps and different people involved. So what we can talk about is, like, if you have a pretty expensive product, call it six figures plus, how do you approach a Fortune 500 company, get a meeting with them, and then have a sales presentation? Because the hardest part of sales isn't when somebody says, hey, I bumped into your company. I know you do XYZ. That's exactly what we need. 50% of the sale is done there, right? Sure, they might be talking to two or three or four, but they're going to pick one. So at least you have one in three or one in four chance to win. The hard part is when I get a call, IBM, cold calling. They're happy doing what they're doing. They're following the status quo. And I go and I say, hey, you guys are doing this and this and this. I saw that through LinkedIn, through the job responsibilities you guys have, through the structure, through a press release, or through whatever, like your latest quarterly report. And I think there's a better way. And I'd like to show that to you. That I'm getting that meeting, getting the attention of a VP level executive who's going to, you know, first give you their time and then potentially be interested in investing six figures or seven figures into a new solution. That is the hardest part. So to give your audience at least a high level overview, I think the most important part is to design experience for that prospect to be a good experience, not spam them, but also get into the awareness radar. So our methodology and what we'd recommend is you should call people probably 4, 5, or 6 times at the most. Don't call them 20 times. They're going to get annoyed. But also don't just call once or twice. You might not be in the awareness radar. So somewhere between 4 and 6 times. The same with emails. Send 4 to 6 emails, right? Send an email. If they don't respond to that one, you can ping it and throw it, you know, respond something to your own email. Try to get it to the top of their inbox again. And do that maybe 3 different times. 2 or 3 emails that get auto response to the same email. And then finally, I would try different methods. I know people who are being very successful adding 1 or 2 LinkedIn touches there. And that can be as simple as like following them. You don't even need to connect. If you just follow, you'll notify them that somebody has followed them. It's strange for somebody to follow as another person on LinkedIn. Most people just connect. So by following, you differentiate yourself. Or just look at their profile, you know, every day. Quickly, it will notify them on LinkedIn that, hey, by the way, Ryan Russell has looked at your profile. Oh, who the hell is this? They'll click on your link, right? And they'll look at who you are and where you work at. So first is getting on their awareness radar, and then being short and concise. Never send an email that's like that you can't see on just your phone screen. You should be able to like open up the email on your phone screen, and it should tell you exactly, you know, without any scrolls, what do you guys do? So keep it short and sweet.
That's incredible. And I love the way that you mentioned the different approaches, because I do believe that a more impactful way to get a meeting or to just get that other person on the phone, it really is to kind of show that you are going above and beyond what any other sales rep is doing in order to capture that attention. And so I love these tips of you make a couple phone calls. You know, that's, we can never skip the phone call. It's so important. And then send the email and your name is going to show up again. And then the LinkedIn hacks. I mean, those are some great tips there, Tito, on just how to differentiate yourself, because I'm sure you, like yourself, you know, LinkedIn, there's, you know, so many messages coming into your inbox, you know, so many people that you have the opportunity to network with, that it might seem less advantageous to follow somebody rather than connect, but because it's different, it's triggering something different in your mind.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And it's very interesting. A lot of people, the most important part too, is how to do this at scale, right? Because most of us don't just want to get in front of one prospect or one person. We have hundreds of potential opportunities, right? We've identified like 347 companies that would be ideal customers for us. The average client is paying us about $500,000 a year. So holy cow, if I can get 100 clients and $500,000, I have a $50 million a year business. That's insane. So there are some great tools out there for the people who are a little bit more advanced. Obviously, Outreach and SalesLoft are well known in the space. I am a big fan of Outreach. But for those that are starting kind of from the ground up, tools like Yesware or HubSpot, they allow you to create a sequence. And a sequence, as its name describes, it's a number of steps that are always repeated in the same order, and build an experience. So you might say, I'm going to call somebody first, then I'm going to email them, then I'm going to do a LinkedIn follow, then I'm going to call them again, then I'm going to email, then I'm going to send a LinkedIn connect request. Then I am going to send something via direct mail. Then I am going to send a third email on the email ping, and then I'm going to call them again. And you can schedule that in a period of, let's say, 20 business days. So through the month, you have called 6 times, sent about 6 emails, connect with them on LinkedIn, like the page, you know, follow them on LinkedIn again and whatever else. And then that just will bring them to, bring your prospect to a point where you are in their awareness radar. And they'll be like, okay, who are these people? What are they trying to do? They're sending me a few messages. And chances are, you know, you should be able to get a 5% response rate at a minimum, and then be able to get at least 50% of your targets to at least open up one email or pick up one phone call and have some sort of even a very, very quick intro into who you are and what you do. And, you know, sometimes it's not a business that will come immediately to you, but at least when things present themselves, they'll have in the back of their mind, right? Next time you reach out, you'll be more familiar to them now.
And they may also start to feel like they know who you are a little bit, like there's more conditioning, more exposure, that by the time that you actually do have that very important meeting, some of that foundation may already have seemed built. You know, I've watched some of your videos. I've looked at your website. We've connected in this fashion. And so you're making that connection a little bit deeper right off the get-go.
That's right. That's right. That's how it goes, right? It's kind of funny because like the younger people probably in the audience and those who are in their 20s, they're obsessed with checking their Instagram followers and who's commenting on their pictures and how many followers they have, so on and so forth. What we don't realize is the reason that people are addicted to that is because the systems are designed to make you addicted to it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing we don't realize is the older people, the people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they don't put the effort and time to grow their following across any social media sites, but they get equally excited when they have like a new person following them. So if I think of my dad, who's in like his 60s, he would come, you know, we're having a chit chat. He's like, "Oh, you know what? I just got a new follow on LinkedIn today."
That's like, really cool.
Who was it, right? So LinkedIn is purposefully notifying people that somebody's following you. It's strange. It's out of the norm. So people get excited, and it's a good way to catch their eye. They're gonna literally, they're going to go tell their wife that they just got a new LinkedIn follow, maybe. Not everybody, but again, figure out how big of an impact that makes. You're making them feel important when you follow somebody.
That's an amazing advice. Thank you. Now, Tito, I'm curious. A lot of the members of our audience, they might be CEOs, they might be executives in companies where sales is a big part of their KPI and their performance, but it may not be, you know, their direct day-to-day operation. And so it may seem very overwhelming to, you know, create a new system and bring in more sales experts, et cetera. What are some ways that you have, and I know your firm specifically can help with this, but I'm curious, you know, what are some ways that a busy CEO can maybe partner with the right firm to help them in their prospecting and their sales development?
Yeah, so our target market specifically for us is it's venture-backed companies. They're trying to hyperscale super quickly, and they're trying to build all the systems in place, and they're going to be hiring 10, 20, 30 sales reps, so on and so forth. As I mentioned, our starting price is six figures, so the initial commitment might be $200,000, $300,000 to be able to work with us. So, I think maybe what might be more relevant to the majority, at least, of your audience, you know, if there are a few that are in that segment, awesome. I'm happy to dive deeper there too. But to the majority of the audience, might be how do I dip my toe into the water? If I'm a business CEO, I have four employees. We're trying to grow the business. I'm trying to get to my first, you know, $1 million in revenue or whatever else. How do I go there? And I think you can build a system, and a lot of the work can be semi-outsourced. Like you can build a few email templates, right? And you can build a few like LinkedIn Connect requests templates, and then go hire somebody through Upwork.com, right? Somebody who can work for you for $4, $5, $6 an hour, and have them do 3 hours of sending a few LinkedIn Connect requests and a few emails here and there, and follow the system. And they might be able to do all that with your name and your email. They just log into your Gmail and do it with your name and your email. I think those are like the very, very early steps of how to build it. And then don't go to zero cold calls, because that's a bad idea. I think the combination of getting a phone call, and then when you don't pick up your phone, you get an email that says, hey, you know, hey, Tito, I just called you. But I wasn't able to get to you. I think that catches my eye on an email. I would open that email more often than not. So the combination of being multi-channel is important. But yeah, there are many tasks that you can have somebody else execute for you. And it's also important to know that you're reaching out to accounts and people that are good potential clients, right?
Absolutely.
Don't just go after anybody and everybody.
Well, and it's so critical that you say that, and I'm glad that you bring that up, because not everybody is the ideal prospect. It just that will not be effective for you or your business or ultimately your client. And so, you know, really dialing that in is always important. So that's awesome. I'm really excited that we had the chance to talk this morning, Tito. I'm curious, for the audience here joining us, what is the best way for them to connect with you and to learn more about Alti Sales?
Yeah, definitely. If you just Google my name, Tito Bort, you will find me. I write a lot of articles for Sales Hacker. Again, more on the advanced techniques, how to do SDR to AE handoffs. And for those in the audience that aren't even familiar with what's an SDR and AE, an SDR stands for sales development rep, somebody who's opening doors, and AE is going to be an account executive who's closing deals. I talk about like different compensation systems and how do you incentivize your sales team to do better. I've been named, you know, LinkedIn Top Voice 2 years in a row for my contributions on writing on LinkedIn, Sales Hacker. There's lots of places. If you want to find just one place to connect with me, go find me on LinkedIn. And I get hundreds of connect requests of people trying to sell me stuff, which I hate. But if you just add, saw you on the podcast, How We Scaled, or the How We Scale show, I will recognize that and accept your connect request. And yeah, I post a bunch of fun stuff, so it'd be great to connect.
Awesome. Well, I am going to go connect with Tito right now. I hope all of you tuning in will do the same. And again, Tito, thank you so much. What is your website for those tuning in?
You can find more info about the company at altisales.com, altisales.com. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you. And to all of you tuning in, we're so grateful for you joining us here on How We Scaled, brought to you by Brandeis Coaching. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for joining. I truly hope everyone enjoyed the podcast here and our special guest. I know each of you are really excited to possibly even be a guest on our podcast. So feel free to fill out the application form that's below. We'll follow back up with you, be in touch with you, and it'd be great to have you. In addition, I know I'll be reaching out to you to see how we might be able to even do some business and have a conversation about working together. Again, thank you so much for joining our podcast. And if you do know of someone else that actually would like to be on the podcast, feel free to recommend him or her to also fill out the application below. Again, thank you so much for joining. Have a great day and see you next week on How We Scale.